I used to have these different stalls at autumn fairs, and it was quite good. They used to get a celebrity along sometimes, and I can remember one I can very well remember was Acca Bilk, and he'd had a few drinks. I think. By the time he got the clarinet in his mouth, he could just about do it. I mean, he's not here now, but sorry, but he was a nice enough guy. But you know, I think he got through Stranger on the Shore. It might have ended up being Stranger on the Floor, sort of thing. But he actually got through it, okay. But there was a lot of things going on at the time. We had all these different stalls. I did get involved. They put on a couple of shows and reviews, which I was doing some impersonations at the time, Frank Spencer and Frankie Howard. And I was just improvising, basically. I didn't have a script to work from. They just told me to go up there and make it up as you go along. But it was quite structured because there was a doctor that was involved, and he'd been involved in theatrical work, and we called it Beyond the Syringe, and they had different people doing different things and musical numbers and all sorts of things going on, comedy sketches. It was mainly, I think, for staff friends and that, anybody that wanted. It was a sort of fundraising event to get money into for the hospital, and I think they did it about 3 years. I think by the third year people's enthusiasm was starting to wane a little bit, and it didn't quite have the same impact. But when it first started, it was, you know, it was, a lot of people got involved, and it was quite different departments. That was a photograph at January 75, that was. But the thing, going back to those, at that time, what did change, of course, was smoking in hospitals. People were actually smoking in certain departments, which sounds weird now. I mean, Mr. Fordham, who was the superintendent radiographer when I first started in the X-ray department, he used to smoke a pipe, and that was his regular thing. And he always reminded me a bit of Alan Wicker for some reason, because he had the moustache and the didn't actually talk like Alan Wicker, but he had that appearance. But he was a nice guy, and, you know, he got me the job there, so it was really good. But, yeah, but things did change, you know, the smoking thing, which was the right thing to do. Back in the 80s, I would have said, you know, right about 1980s, I would have said, that it first started to, you know, they started looking at it and deciding what to do about it. And then I think it was more into the 90s, I think then it was, you know, people had to either go out in certain areas to smoke, and then it was a total ban on things, really, smoking. They did odd trips later on. There was trips to Caesar's Palace in Luton. And there's a couple of nightclub trips I remember going on, and saw the 3 Degrees, I think, with a load of people from the hospital. And the Baron Knights, I think, was another. They used to do comedy sketches and things like that. So we had a couple of trips out with them. So, yeah, I mean, there was a bit of a social hub going. Christmases, when I first started in the supplies department, we used to have these boxes, and we used to put Christmas puddings in and different things for the different wards. And we'd have a certain set rules, a certain amount of things had to go in. And we used to take them up to the wards for Christmas. And then sometimes, at that time, people were allowed to drink alcohol. But at one time, we used to go up to the wards, and sometimes, you know, you could have a glass of wine or something. Somebody'd offer you a quick drink or something, or offer you something, you know, as you went around, which is quite nice. But we didn't get really, you know, we're very sort of careful about it. Yeah, I mean, people used to bring in bottles of wine at Christmas, the Christmas lunch dinners, which we had every year. At one time, people just used to get tickets and it was free. But then after a while, so many people were going for Christmas lunches, so they started charging. So it gradually built up a bit. And then they started to charge quite a lot of prices, but the high prices, but then they dropped it back slightly, and then they got more people coming back again. But first of all, it was, you know, people were going there, it was free, and people used to go there. It was a, you know, regular thing every year, of course, the QE2 Christmas dinner, so that was good. But yeah, people could bring alcohol in for Christmas lunch. I remember I went with a friend of mine, and we had a bottle of Lieberfrauen milk, you know, the German wine. He said, I bought a bottle of this, and we shared that between us. But now you can't really do that type of thing anymore, so that was changed.